Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I'm Alan Newsom, your host, and this is episode number 29 of Two Chairs No Waiting, part two of the Charles Dow interview. I want to go ahead and get this out of the way. Last week, I kept saying at times Charles Dowd. It sounded like to me anyway when I went back and listened to the podcast again. And I know good and well it's Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L. But my Southern English and enunciation, being what it is, it sounded Dowell, like that. So anyway, I just wanted to apologize for Charles for not saying clearly Charles Dowell. Charles is a great guy. I don't think he's going to mind too much, but it bothered me because I had been giving Kevin Burke a little bit of a hard time, not too much, but his episode that he did of Burke on Mayberry that was about Dave Brown. You remember Buddy Ebsen's character when he came to town? It was Brown with an E. And while he was talking about it, he kept calling him at times Browning. And I think it was because of our good friend, the Mayberry deputy, David Browning, and Dave Brown on that episode. I believe he kept getting them mixed up a little bit just as he was speaking. And so then what did I do? Right after I sent him that, I did the recording of the episode with Charles Dowell and kept saying Dowd. So, you know, that's a pitfall. But definitely drop by and listen to Kevin's podcast at burkeonmayberry.com. And you can get to it. There's a link on our website at mayberry.com/podcast. And I'll put a link in this episode's show notes as well. That way you can get to it easily. What he's doing is going through each episode and giving a little bit of commentary on it and gives you some insights on them as well. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy listening. Before we go on into the interview with Charles, I want you to drop by and see our sponsors at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Weavers has got books, DVDs, T-shirts, any kind of thing that you might want. If you're an Andy Griffith fan, you can pick it up at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Right now, I've got the season set. I got one of the DVDs playing in my TV in the living room. And, man, I love it. You would love it, too. So drop by and pick up a season set of DVDs. And while you're there, pick up some other things, because once you order one item, shipping is $5. It doesn't matter how many items you buy. So if you buy one thing, be sure to buy two or three, because then your shipping per item goes down. Hey, Weavers is actually a pretty good guy when you get to know him. So anyway, drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick you up something. Now, let's get on into our interview. Charles Dow, as we said last week, is the owner of Snappy Lunch in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And it's a place where Andy had, he's been in there. He's eaten there in the past as he was growing up. So Charles will talk a little bit about some of that kind of thing. If he didn't last week, I'm losing track of where I am. But he's really going to be talking and focusing, at least at the beginning of this interview, about how did the pork chop sandwich come to be? And how, where did he get that idea? So let's hear from Charles. So here he is. Here's Charles Dow.
How long is the pork chop sandwich? Who came up with that recipe, or how long has that been being made here?
When I was a boy in 43, working here, practically every little old restaurant we had here was on the order of this. They were little sort of dinky-like places, nothing fancy. Then they got having a few more up-to-date restaurants, but back then, practically everybody had a big old pork chop, but 50% of it was a bone. And they cook it, dip it in the batter with that big bone on there, because when you was paying 20 cents for it back then, it looked like you was getting one that big, but it was really not that much food in it. But I copied that. I copied the dipping it, went on for a while, and didn't sell an awful lot of them. And people would ask, has it got a bone in it? And I'd say, yes, but chicken has two and you eat it. And I got to clowning with that on it, and one day I just cut the bone out of it. And then I got a little bit bigger chop, and then I started getting the big, large tenderloin and flattening it to make it, you know, look more like a pork chop, and dipping it in batter. And I changed the type dressing I put on there. I invented a chili, the type slaw we mix with all the stuff we've got in it. And it just went from there. People got to tasting it. And, of course, what really set it on fire is when the news media got a hold of this place and the connection with Andy Griffith. And then they got to looking at the pork chop sandwich, and the man that made my t-shirts for me made the sign that's still in the front glass up there. I had no idea. I picked at him when he brought it. He made that and gave it to me. It shows Andy and Opie eating a hot dog and a pork chop, and Aunt Bee standing behind him. And he put down there, home of the famous pork chop sandwich. Well, after that, everybody that would do an article on this place would zoom in on them eating that pork chop and home of the famous pork chop sandwich. And I was embarrassed at it in a way, because I never looked at it as home of the famous pork chop sandwich. But every TV channel that would come up here described that sandwich as the famous pork chop sandwich. Well, then Oprah came up here, Today Show, and The Current Affair, and The Incredible Hulk, all in about 90 days' time. They referred to it as the famous pork chop sandwich. And of course, the rest is history. Everybody calls it that. They even ordered with that title. Fix me one of those famous sandwiches.
That's great. That's pretty much. Do you sell a lot of those, or is that your
during
most
lunch,
popular
during
thing?
During lunch, it's 97% of everything we sell.
Wow.
Now, that's the truth, and we got about 20 different things to buy, but that's...
I've got to admit, when I first heard about it, I wasn't quite sure how good it'd be, but they are great.
It's
really hard
to get a first-timer to try it.
Uh-huh.
You look at it, and finally you just almost make one and lay it out there. But when they do, you don't ever have to ask them again.
Oh, no, they're good. As Andy say, they're good. Well, that's great. Is there anything else that people ask you a lot that you want to...
No, I guess everything else was so repetitious that you hear it all the time. Do you forget to even say it?
Yeah, I understand.
Did he eat the pork chop when he came in here? And the answer is no. We didn't have it when he was here. And if you had, he was like me. He didn't have enough money to buy it with.
Yeah,
we had to eat those hot dogs and bolognas back then.
Well, that's great. Well, Charles, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy hearing this stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. It's fun to me to listen back, because these were several years ago, and I'd forgotten what was said. But Charles is a great guy. He was so kind and nice to take the time to speak with me there in the back of the shop, because he was very busy. It wasn't during Mayberry days. It was in April. If it had been during Mayberry days, there's no way I'd have been able to get a hold of him back there and be able to speak with him, because it is so crowded. I also want to mention, now the pork chop sandwiches are great, but if you're in Mount Airy and you're not going to be there for lunch, if you're there early, go buy the Snappy Lunch for breakfast. Their breakfast is great as well. They have a tenderloin biscuit. Oh, man, it's so good. I try to go every year at Mayberry Days and get up early and go get me one. So go there and get that as well. We're going to try to talk to Floyd this week. Floyd, you got anything you want to talk to us about?
Yes, I do have something I want to say. I haven't been on here in a while. It's good to be back on an episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting. I got the magazines this week. Talking about Charles, the Snappy Lunch, a great place to go. One day, Goober had been over. He had been over there at the Snappy Lunch. He was over at the barbershop telling Barney and me about it later. He said he went in there to the Snappy Lunch and was sitting there eating a pork chop sandwich. And there was a couple sitting over in the booth over there. He said they were looking at each other kind of loving-like, The wife, the lady, she's holding his hand and they're talking. And then in just a little while, the waitress had been over there and asked for something. And but then when she walked off, that man, he slid out of the booth and just like way up under the seats there. And in the booth, he's on the floor there. And Goober, he said, he was worried about it. So he went over there and said, ma'am, I'm sorry, your husband, he just slid under the booth right there. And the lady looked at him and said, no. Yeah, my husband just walked in the front door. that type of thing, it just doesn't happen in Mayberry very often. Yeah, so it sticks out. Yeah, Anyway, that's all I've got to tell you this week, but we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. That is a little bit of a story there, Floyd. We I don't know if we want to have too many things much more racy than that on the podcast. But thanks for sharing it with us. Folks, I want to thank you for sharing your time with us here in Mayberry, and we want to hear back from you. Next week, I'll probably try to do a listener feedback episode, but I hadn't gotten a whole lot of stuff to use, so I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to call me and leave me a voicemail at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can leave us messages, comments at the podcast website at mayberry.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear from you. I enjoy so much being able to hear back from you guys that listen to this show. It's fun for me to know that there is actually somebody listening. So please do. And if you've got any questions about the Andy Griffith Show, you fire them off to me. I may not know the answer, but I've got some resources. Jim Clark and Paul Mulick, and you know, we just have tons of folks. Dennis, you know, King of Mayberry Trivia. Those guys will help me out with the answer if I don't know it. So fire them off. Now, one thing I will tell you, we do not know who Mr. Schwump is. I got that again this week, and we've been trying to find out who the actor who plays Mr. Schwump is for years. Jim Clark's been doing that, or trying to find out for as long as he's been running the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club. And we just don't know the answer. So if anybody knows the answer, hey, we'd love to hear from you on that too, but just realize I can't answer that question. That's one of the great unanswered questions of all time. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a note. Let's get out of here, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.